Josh McCown was more hurt than we thought. Joe Judge reportedly gets a 5-year deal. Will Eli Manning stay with the Giants? And a quick injury update for the best football weekend of the year. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, January 10th. Well, I didn't expect to start today's podcast with an injury update on a team that lost last week, but we found out today that Eagles backup quarterback Josh McCown tore his hamstring off the bone in Sunday's wildcard loss to the Seahawks. McCown was pressed into action when Carson Wentz left the game with a concussion in the first quarter, and apparently he played two quarters on a torn hammy. The Eagles' third stringer is Nate Sudfeld, but he was inactive for the game, so if McCown had to come out, wide receiver Greg Ward would have been the emergency QB. With McCown in there, Philly lost 17-9, so Seattle moves on to face Green Bay this weekend. McCown will now have surgery, but he has not yet announced a decision about continuing his career. He had already retired before coming back to play for the Eagles this year. Adam Schefter reported today that new Giants coach Joe Judge has been given a 5-year contract. Schefter's tweet says it's with the hope it'll be for those 5 years and more, and he continued, quote, "Giants don't want any more two and duns." Of course, many have pointed out the guy Judge is replacing, Pat Shurmur, had also signed a 5-year contract before he was fired after 2 seasons. Another Giants update, this one about Eli Manning. We all know the situation here. Daniel Jones took over as the starting QB this season, and many people now expect the 2-time Super Bowl champ to either retire or play elsewhere next season. But Giants co-owner John Mara went on WFAN's Moose and Maggie today and said he hasn't closed any doors on Manning suiting up for the Giants again. He said, quote, "Eli came to see me a few days ago and we had a nice long talk, but I don't think he's fully decided yet what he wants to do. And I told him to just take his time, think about it some more, and then come back and see me." Mara also said that if Eli decides not to play, the Giants owner has mentioned the possibility of another role within the organization. And finally, it's divisional playoff weekend, the weekend many people say is the best on the NFL's calendar. As a reminder, here are the 4 games. Saturday, we start with Vikings at Niners, then Titans at Ravens. Sunday, it's Texans at Chiefs, then Seahawks at Packers. Here are a few injury updates. Texans wide receiver Will Fuller is a game-time decision. That's what Bill O'Brien said today, per NFL Network's James Palmer. Fuller missed last week's game against the Bills, and Deshaun Watson's numbers are much better with him on the field. Texans cornerback Jonathan Joseph also missed last week's game, but Palmer reports he's good to go against the Chiefs. Ian Rappaport says Vikings receiver Adam Thielen should play after having stitches on his ankle this week because of an injury in practice. Rappaport also says the Ravens are hopeful running back Mark Ingram will play, but they'll monitor his calf, which he hurt in Week 16. And the 49ers have activated linebacker Quan Alexander from the IR to play against the Vikings. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL. Enjoy the divisional round.